I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Anti-government demonstrations, now in their fifth month, have grown increasingly violent in Oaxaca, Mexico, as the confrontation has expanded to include federal police. Audio Scripture Ministries' Chad Vandenbosch says, oddly, the situation has actually helped the ASM team with their distribution.
Because of that protest, they're all in one place where we can reach them. It's an avenue for us to get the resources into places where these resources have never been before, to get the scriptures in places where they've never been before, because a lot of these communities are closed to Christian witness.
Next, Nepal's church is experiencing exponential growth despite continued insurgency. As part of their successful growth model, aside from evangelist training, IN Network's Rody Rodehaver says the Lydia Vocational Center trains Christian ladies in vocational skills as well as the Bible. Teaching the indigenous Christians to own their faith means an eventual church plant comes from nurtured relationships.
Each one of these women then makes a commitment to share the gospel with so many women during the course of the year, and it's amazing what God has been doing in terms of winning people to Christ.
And more than 242,000 Filipinos will soon have Bibles of their own thanks to a campaign by the Bible League volunteers. The two-year project raised just under $1 million in an effort to provide Bibles for Christians in the Philippines. Not only did the project seek to raise funds, but a network of more than 700 volunteers helped educate their churches about the Bible League's ministries around the world. The Bible League volunteers' next project will benefit those in Mexico. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of the book, The Jungle Pilot, from Mission Aviation Fellowship, call 1-800-995-4828. It's the gripping story of the life and witness of Nate Saint, martyred missionary pilot to Ecuador. You can also request it at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.